O tēnei tau kai pāpāhoe miha tunei, ko Pākeli me pene e manuhiri tāku kei kone. E hikoi ana i runga o te whakātu tanga e pāpāna ki a tātou tamariki mokopuna a mātua e whakamate e tārona nei a rātou. Ko tēnei ko tāna hikoi mō te suicide awareness kaupapa. No reira tohoa, ka tuku atau ngā kōrero mānāno e whakātu mai tōna ingoa. Me pēa tōna maunga, tōna awa, kia mōhi o tātou ko waia. No reira, e te whanaunga, can you just tell us, give us your maunga, your awa, your marae and your ingoa, so our manuhiri can know this voice, where it comes from and who it belongs to.
Kia ora whānau. Ko Taranaki te Mauna, ko Pāti te Awa, ko Waituri te Marae, ko Nikora Wātini Rewiti te Whina Davis, no Pāti Ahau.
Kia ora te rangatira Nikora. Kia ora anora, this kaupapa, e kaupapa nui ki ngā whānau i te kāinga nei ahuri noi Aotearoa. I hear that you're doing this hikoi. Can you fill us in this hikoi, what it's about? And what you are promoting, or what do you intend? What is within the message of the hikoi?
Kia ora. The message is coming from a military perspective, because I'm ex-Navy and Army. The hikoi is to establish suicide awareness within the services and those that have served or are currently serving that are suffering from mental health. We have a lot of people that deal with post-traumatic stress, which is very common within our services, and that's the main kaupapa there.
Kia ora. You know, you think in this time and generation, things like that, they've got all the technology, it'll be non-existent. However, just hearing what the brief that you have given us, do you have any ideas where this originated from? Is it hapu-based? Family-based, or is it just this word we call te au hurihuri pea?
Originated from a friend of mine that passed away. His name was Robert Bush. He committed suicide after he left the services, and he was a very close friend of mine. He had a young daughter, a young family in that, a man of the earth, very well respected amongst the tāne within our tumatanga. So, yeah, that's where it stems from.
Kia ora. That seems to be, well, put it this way, you're not going to like what I'm going to say. However, this is the facts of it. In days of old, we used to see what the people, how the people dressed in their jeans, the older people in their dress wear with a hat. They are always well-dressed. How would you feel if I used the word, it sounds like it's becoming a trend. How do you like that word? Or how do you like it? I know it's a very close friend of yours, but this is how real it is, this kaupapa out here.
Yeah. Well, that's not the only thing that it deals with, because I personally suffer from mental health. That's the kaupapa that I'm coming from. It's not a generic thing where I've just plucked it out of the air or anything like that. For myself, I've attempted it twice, so it's close to the heart. So it's not something that's just come out of the blue kind of thing. But the difference between the hikoi that I'm doing is to get it out there amongst the people, through the people. Kōrero mai ne.
Kia ora there. We understand what you have just said. I've just come off the air with one of our kaumātuas, Joe Everett. And that had to do with doing the haka in front of the body within the marae. And to them, it's not permitted. Mm. However, when I put to him, what about if the person had committed suicide? I said, in days of old, wouldn't even get to the marae, wouldn't even be buried in the cemetery. You know, they are just put as outcasts. See, the thing is, in days of old, that's how real it was. That's how it was addressed. However, in this time and age, you know, we think, how can we do differently what they did in days of old? If we went back to do what they were doing when somebody committed suicide, For one, they see it as a sin against the father, nānei ho mai, nānei tangotu. And the other one, e hara against the family who he or she didn't even give the time to speak to or speak about what was going on. And thirdly, it's dishonorable leaving your spouse, whether he be male or female, behind with children. You understand where I'm going with this? I'm not trying to post blame. I'm just putting out there is how real and how this thing hurts, and in some cases, how it actually destroys family totally.
I agree with that. That's why, as you say, with whānau, it stems from there. My background, my tūpuna te reo te whenua, was the scribe for Tahupotiki Wiriwi Rātana.
Kia ora.
So I actually come off that line, and I'm a akonga, I'm a trainee, a pōtoro. So I'm of the Rātana faith. So my faith stems from our actual parikarikia, which is called Tūtahi, back in Taranaki. It was built in 1883, before the Temapara at Rātana Pā. So that's where my mana, my kaha, my wihi, everything stems from that. So I go with a purpose, not only to do the take with in itself with suicide awareness, but it's also talking on my story on my journey. But I do have a blog page that will be coming on online, but that's in development right now.
Kia ora. E mihi anai te rangatira, you know, really mihi for this type of kōrero wai. The amount of families we've had here in the far north here, which are left with unanswered questions, left with the mamai and the pōuri, and left looking after the mokopunas or tamarikis of a family member who has walked this walk and found that was the only way out. Nā rungai tēnā, e mihi ana kia koe for your kaupapa, so I'd like you to mihi to our manuhiri and even leave a number behind where they can get hold of you to find out where you are, welcome you in for a nice cup of tea for a kai, like what Māori do, or even offer you a moinga for the night, because you will never know what your hīkoi could be is where these families are trying to get somebody that knows what they're talking about. So I'll give that to you as your last kōrero. Give us your ingoa again and give a contact number where our listeners out there can actually write this and they'll start touching base instead of your blog, actually ringing you on your wire if you're able to do that for them.
With that, I've got to purchase a phone because I lost mine on my travels up here on the bus. But I do have a contact, which is through Facebook. I know that not everyone has internet access, but it's my story. Oh, sorry, correction. My journey, my story. That's the Facebook page, and the blog will also come in that forum, which will be www.myjourneymystory.nz.
Ai, kia ora. No reira, te rangatira. Me pēnei rā ko pāi mihi atu nei kia koe mai tō tātou whare pāho i te hiko o teika, tēnā koe. Kia ora, mai anō rā tātou.
Kia ora, iho.
Kia koe tō e whakalongu mai rā ki tērā reo. Ai, e tino kaupapa tēnei kei roto i a tātou te haukāinga nei huri noa i te au whānui ngā hau e whā. A rātou, kahore e tāia kia kōrero e ngari ka whakamate rātou i a rātou anō narungai tērā. Ki wetahi e mea ana ko te whakamomori, ki wetahi e mea ana ko te tārona, kia mātou kia au kia ke nei anera, ko tōna ingoa kia au ko te whakamate huna, ko te whakamate ngā o te tangata, e titiru atu ana koe kia ia i roto ōna kanohi kāhore koe kite ana, e tatari mai ana te kai whakamate iaia kia whakamate hia. Tainoa ki tērā wā, ko pānora tēne mihetu nei mai tō tātou whare pāho tēnā koutou, kia ora mai nō rā tātou.